Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir of Menuchas HaNefesh. It's a very strange thing in Tsaras that when there's Tsaras on the wall, they used to crack down the walls and find money. Kisavoyo al Eretz Canaan, when you come to Eretz Canaan, v'nasati negat Tsaras v'bayis. And there's a negat Tsaras in the house. So Rashi says, Besura Lechem, it was good news, because the Goyim used to hide the money in the wall, matmoni shalzav, golden hidden treasures in the houses for 40 years. And because of the tsaras, they found the money. So the question is tsaras a good thing? It's good to have tsaras, to get money? Why is that a good thing? The chippur al habayis, you see that it's a bad thing to have tsaras. They need a kapara, they have to bring tutsiparim. So why can Hashem give them a different idea how to open the walls? Maybe they want to expand the house, they'll find the money. Why does it have to come through tsaras? Tsaras is not a good thing. A lot of times in life we have pain, but it turns out to be good. So why does Hashem give us the pain? If Hashem wants to give us good, let Him just give us good. Why do we have to go through the pain? The answer is, Batsar herchavtali. David HaMelech says that the pain I have brought me to Herchavtali, that it widened for me even more than I had before. So why did I need the pain? Because Hashem wanted to be mative to us. Hashem wanted to give us good things. But we need to get closer to Hashem to get to the good. So He brings us the pain. And now we do tshuva. After we do tshuva, we get closer to Hashem. And now He can be mative us even more than before. We were Mekarev Tashem, Betzar, Herchavtali. Now Hashem can give us even more. So the reason why Hashem gives the bad thing is that a person should do tshuva, he should get close to Hashem, and then Hashem can give him the hidden treasure behind the wall. So how are we Neskarev Tashem? How do we get close to Hashem? The lowest, easiest way, the lowest on the rung, the easiest thing to do, instant coffee. The easiest thing, the Vilna Gaon says, Divra Yomim Perik Tezayin Hishalu B'Shem Kachay Yismach Lev Mevakshi Hashem. The Gra says that being Mazkir the Shem Hashem, just by mentioning the Shem Hashem, you Yeshua, you get Yeshuas. If you say the name of Hashem, you get a Yeshua. If you're Makir, that just by mentioning the name of Hashem, you're Mishalel B'Shem Kachay. He's saying Halal for the Schus of just being mentioning the name of Hashem. Yivtach b'shem Hashem, you have betachin just by saying the name of Hashem will bring Yeshua. So you see that the easiest thing in the world, the lowest level, is just to mention the name of Hashem, you already get Hatzlacha. And you have betachin in the schus of saying the Shem Hashem, you'll have a Yeshua. In the schus of just mentioning the name of Hashem, b'chol makim, even in chutzlars, asher azke shmi, anywhere you mention Hashem's name, ovei elecha ve'achticha, Hashem will come and give you a bracha. If you just mention the name of Hashem, like it says, Eilu v'recha ve'eilu v'asusim, the goyim go with the power of the horse. V'anachnu b'shem Hashem elekein nazik. We just mention that we're going in the power of Hashem, and the fact that we mentioned it, we already get a Yeshua. So we're so happy that we have Hashem, that just by saying that you have Hashem, you already get a Yeshua. We get so close to Hashem, even in such a small way, by just mentioning His name, you're ready to get a Yeshua. So Madach, it's so easy just to mention the name of Hashem. When you need a Yeshua, you get a Yeshua. Yismach lei mevakshi Hashem. So then you'll be so happy if you're mevakish Hashem, if you're really looking for Hashem, then you'll even be happier. Why? Because Madach, you just mention the name of Hashem. You're ready to get a bracha. So if you're mevakish Hashem, if you're looking for Hashem, then for sure you'll get bracha. So every drop of kirvat Hashem brings you bracha. Mevakish Hashem. Therefore, if you're mevakish Hashem on a higher level, how do you get to the higher level? How do you reach a higher level of mevakish Hashem? Hashem ha-Yeshua al-amcha b'chasecha sela. So Rashi teaches that Hashem's job is to do Yeshuas, but our job is to mevarach Hashem. The more you mevarach and appreciate the good that you have, The closer you get to Hashem, Hashem does His job, Hashem HaYeshua. Hashem brings you Yeshuas. Your job is not to think about the Yeshua. Your job is to mevarach Hashem and to appreciate the good. And the more appreciate you have, not looking at what you want, but the more you look into what you have, your mevakesh Hashem, then the more bracha you're going to get. And that is the secret of the tzaras, that you had tzaras, you got close to Hashem, you davened to Hashem, you did tshuva, you thanked Hashem, you appreciate what you have, and immediately you get a bracha, because you built your trust in Hashem by appreciating the chasadim He did for you in the past, and the more you look at the chasadim of the past, the more you feel Hashem and you rely on Him, and the more bracha you get. And even by tzaras, which is the einish, but it brought the person close to Hashem, and he was zaycha because of that, the tremendous, tremendous bracha. Hatzlacha Rabbah, have a good day.